According to St. Luke, the 11th chapter. Jesus was praying in a certain place, and after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us. And do not bring us to the time of trial.' And he said to them, 'Suppose one of you has a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say to him, "Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived, and I have nothing to set before him." And he answers from within, "Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything. I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, at least because of his persistence, he will get up and give him whatever he needs. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds. And for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for a fish, will give a snake instead of a fish? Or if a child asks for an egg, will give a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated, and I ask the children to come forward for the children's sermon.
Good morning. I am wondering if we were going to have anybody here today. We had so many here this week for Bible school, and it was a nice, big, long week. Come on up, and I've got some questions for you today. Okay? Y'all doing okay? Recovering from Bible school? Yep. Okay. All right. But prayer is important, and it takes both of us. It's important that we know that he's always there, and it's important that we can take anything to him, okay? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessings of this day. We thank you for the rain yesterday, and we also ask that we might have some more today. What we're most thankful, dear Lord, is for you being there for us, knowing that we can ask anything of you anytime, any day, and you are always open for us to listen, to help us. And we ask these things in your name. Amen. And I hope you get your box. Okay? Have a good day.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Most of the important people in the Bible that we read about had a strong prayer life with God. I mean, you think about some of those. Adam and Eve at the beginning, I mean, they had conversations with God just as if we would see each other anywheres. And or you think about Moses then too, of seeing God there in the burning bush and that whole conversation they had. Also too, here today we read that story of Abraham, of the conversation that he had with God, that God told him that he was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And Abraham knew that he had relatives in those cities, and so he was concerned for them, and so he asked God, "Well, even if there's 50 people in the city, you're going to destroy those 50 people along with everybody else?" And God says, "Well, for the sake of 50 people, I will spare the city." And that whole conversation that Abraham and God have back and forth with each other, the audacity of Abraham, that boldness that Abraham has in that conversation of saying, "God, you're going to do this? So what if there's 5 less? What if there's 10 less?" And he gets it all the way down to 10 people. The audacity or that boldness that Abraham has in his prayer life. In our gospel lesson today, we hear of the prayer life of John the Baptist. John the Baptist also had a very strong prayer life. That's how he was in communication with God. That's what gave John the Baptist the strength. That's what gave him the determination. That's what gave him the boldness to do what he did. And John also taught his disciples, because like Jesus, he also had disciples. And he taught his disciples to pray. And then Jesus' disciples saw Jesus praying, of how important prayer was in the life of Jesus. That Jesus would go off sometimes by himself, or sometimes he would be there to pray with the disciples, or I'm sure every time that they ate together, Jesus would say a blessing over the meal. And so they asked Jesus, "Jesus, teach us to pray. Teach us to pray." Prayer is so important in the life of a Christian, because prayer keeps us connected to God. You know, if you want to have any kind of relationship, you have to stay in conversation. Think about the friends that you have had in the past, and you no longer have those friends. They're still living, but you've kind of lost touch with them. You know, either you've moved away from where you knew them, or maybe they've moved away. Think about college friends in college that you have, but yet right now you don't keep in touch with. You have no idea what they're doing, or you have very little idea. You don't see them, you don't talk to them. That friendship starts to fade away. You're not necessarily mad at them. You're not angry with each other. And if you see each other again and just happen to run into each other, yeah, you might strike up a conversation. But there's no intention to keep up the friendship. You have no ideas what they're doing, what their families are doing, or you're not involved in their life anymore. And so those friendships just kind of fade away. With God, it's true as well then too. If we do not keep up our conversations with God, our relationship with God just kind of starts to fade away. So why do we pray? We pray in order to keep the relationships together. But we also pray simply because God commanded it. God says, pray to me, talk to me, be in conversation with me. God calls us to pray, be in relationship. And it's not one of those demanding things, thou shalt do this. Rather, it's more for our benefit. It's like a mother would tell her child on a very cold day, all right, you need to dress warm today. Make sure you have good socks on and put your boots on and a heavy coat, because it's cold outside. The mother is commanding the child to put on good clothes. But it's not just to be mean or not to be controlling. It is so the child will stay warm. That's why God commands us to pray, so that we stay in relationship with God. Relationships are so important. It's relationships in our own lives to stay connected with people. And I know those people that you want to stay connected with, you usually do with your family members. You may give them a call on the phone, or you may text them, email them, get on social media. I know some of you gather together maybe on a regular basis to drink coffee somewhere, or just to visit, or to play some dominoes or play some cards on a regular basis, just so you can connect with your friends. We need that interaction so much with each other. We come to worship. We gather to worship because we need those connections as well, too. And so we need those connections with God. We need to be in conversation with God. I know sometimes you have relationships and it doesn't always go smoothly. Sometimes you do get angry with one another. So what do? You give them the silent treatment. I'm not going to speak to you. I don't want to talk to you. And when you do that, you're saying, I don't want you to exist in my life right now. I don't want to see you right now. Our relationship right now is rocky. When you give somebody the silent treatment, how well does that work? Does that restore your relationship? No, it makes it worse. A lot of times the other person gets angry and they says, well, if they're not going to talk to me, I'm not going to talk to them either. Nothing gets fixed. Sometimes we get angry with God. And so we try to give God the silent treatment. God, I'm not going to talk to you anymore. I'm not going to come to worship. I'm not going to do what you tell me to do. I'm going to give you the silent treatment. And we have nothing to do with God. That's not going to work out very well either. What I say is, if you are angry with God, tell God. It's okay to be angry with God. It's okay to scream or shout at God. God, why are you doing this? God, why'd you let this happen? But you are still in conversation with God. And as you're speaking with God, maybe it'll hit you. As you hear yourself talk, maybe it will hit you.
that God's not at fault with this, but I am. Or maybe it's just the whole question of, I just don't understand. God didn't do that to hurt me, but I just don't understand why those things happened. It's okay to be angry with God. God will work through it. God is big enough to be able to handle that. But even when you are angry at somebody, you're still in a relationship. It may not be a real good relationship at that point, but if you are still in relationship and you want to be in good relationship, it will happen. It will happen when the other person also wants to be in that good relationship. God always wants to be in a good relationship with us. And when we cut God out, when we give God the silent treatment, we are actually cutting off life, because God is life. When we say, God, I don't want anything more to do with you, we're basically saying, I don't want anything more to do with life. God created life. He sustains life now. He gives us whatever we need in life so that we can survive. And he brings us new life in Jesus Christ. And so when we no longer are in conversation with God, when that relationship starts to dwindle, our life also starts to dwindle. We no longer seem to have the support. We don't have that underlying support, that strength, that confidence to carry on with life. I'm always amazed at Abraham or Moses or John the Baptist or Jesus, at how they could pray with that boldness and just empty their hearts, such a close relationship with God, to be able to release that, whether it was pain or anger or trepidation or God, I don't want to do that. Find somebody else to cover for me, as some of the prophets had said when God called them. But God does call us. He calls us to be in prayer with him. He wants to hear what's going on in our life, the joys, the sorrows, even the anger, the hurt, the pain, are the confessions. God is always with us in our lives. Listen to us, because he wants to be in good relationship with us. God wants to hear what we have to say. Let us pray to him. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.